Ukrainian forces take back two more villages from the Russians. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Near Chernihiv, one of the cities Russia was supposedly pulling back from, but shelling there continues, and around Kyiv.
We continue to fight until the end, until we have the strength and opportunities so that there are no more monsters left on our land.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, Russia's again blocking buses in and out of the bombed-out city of Mariupol the day after taking food and aid that was being bussed in to trapped civilians who have no power or heat or water. Russia's backed out of Chernobyl, site of the world's worst nuclear disaster in 1986.
Russian forces leaving the heavily contaminated site more than a month after taking it over. Ukraine's state power company says the pullout came after Russian soldiers received, quote, significant doses of radiation. It reportedly happened as they dug trenches within the plant's exclusion zone.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in Lviv. President Biden, who's blamed a record gas price spike on Russia's leader, says his plan to release oil from the U.S. Strategic Reserve will bring prices down.
I'm talking matter of, I think, you know, days and weeks, but it's hard to tell.
The president will release 1 million barrels a day for 6 months. Republican Senate Leader Mitch McConnell tells Fox that's 5% of U.S. consumption.
Like dropping a pebble in the ocean, it's going to have almost no impact.
A sheriff's deputy went grocery shopping with his wife is dead. Shot last night after Darren Almendarez witnessed a theft in the parking lot and intervened.
You know, we're tired of this crime in our community. We're tired that people aren't even safe to go out to the grocery store.
Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez, two suspects injured in the gunfight in custody. A police officer was killed in Lebanon, Pennsylvania, responding to a domestic disturbance. Two other cops were shot and wounded. One critically, the gunman was killed in return fire. A Bluffton, Ohio police officer was run over and killed, putting down strip sticks, trying to stop a car in a high-speed chase. Three suspects in custody. America's listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
In 37 days of war in Ukraine, thousands of civilians have been killed, including children. In Afghanistan, a Taliban official says at least five kids were killed, two others wounded, when they discovered an unexploded mortar shell and were playing with it when it suddenly went off. There's a court ruling in Florida the Democrats must like as they try to undo voting law changes in Republican-led states.
A federal judge in Tallahassee struck down parts of Florida's new election law, including a provision that limits ballot drop box hours to those of early voting and a provision that bans activity meant to influence voters around polling sites. The judge said the law was racially motivated, specifically against black voters. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis later reacted to the ruling at a press conference in West Palm Beach.
We typically set our clocks to getting a partisan outcome in that court. I would not want to be on the receiving end of that appeal if I were a judge, because I think that that's going to be reversed on appeal.
The 11th Circuit Court, where this ruling will be appealed to, is considered more conservative. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
We'll get another update on the economy next hour. The March employment report expected to show less new hiring than February, almost 500,000 jobs created. Many economists expect the unemployment rate to drop from 3.8% to 3.7%.
Economists will be watching closely to see if a tight labor market is pushing up wages and fueling inflation. They expect average hourly earnings to jump 0.4% from the previous month, when wage growth was essentially flat. The labor market still faces the challenge of elevated inflation, which rose year over year in February to the highest level in 40 years.
That's Fox's Hillary Barsky. Ahead of the report, stock futures are rising. The day after a big sell-off, the Dow plunged 550 points. It ended the first quarter losing 3%, the first down quarter since the first 3 months of 2020. The Nasdaq fell 7% in the first quarter. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.